weekend. I can feel it already. Looking forward to time with the family, but for now, we will deal with the events of the 4th of August, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Newsweek and Politico, I will see you in court. Go to nationalfile.com to check out the story. They intentionally misquoted me, manufactured lies, put them in their articles, blasted them all over the world. Then the Mockingbird media picked it up. I think it's been written about 100 times, saying that I accused Ron DeSantis of accepting bribes to push the vaccines. I never said any such thing. I never said anything remotely close to that. They said that I called him a, quote, sellout. They quoted me, put my name next to their quote, and attributed it to Stu Peters. Completely defamatory. That is libel. That is slander. There have been damages. What they are trying to do is they are trying to separate me, create a divide, trying to scare away potential conservative advertisers that would traditionally support Governor Ron DeSantis. And they are doing that in an effort to cancel me because they know that the power of this platform belongs to you. And they know that you are sharing this. It is red-pilling people, and it goes against their criminal, corrupt, mainstream media biased narrative. And they will be held accountable. Today is the show that they will hate for you seeing. They will hate you seeing Senator Wendy Rogers from Arizona coming on here telling you exactly what is going on with these audits in Arizona as they try to distract you away from that. We absolutely will not be distracted from what happened overnight between the 3rd and 4th of November in 2020. We know. I know it. You know it. Senator Wendy Rogers will be here today, as well as Tom Papert and Deanna Lorraine. The Stu Peters Show starts right now. Well, breaking yesterday at redvoicemedia.com, an independent investigation found that New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo allegedly sexually harassed several current and former employees. Surprise, surprise. The news cycle exploded, of course, taking attention away from the fact that a previous investigation was halted and dismissed after the creepy mob boss sent thousands of helpless geriatrics to die in modern-day progressive death camps. And then he covered it up. That's not conjecture. Those are facts. Many are calling for Cuomo to resign, but the governor remains defiant, saying he's not going anywhere, now claiming that he's the victim. If the governor doesn't pull the plug on his own tyrannical reign in power, impeachment, of course, has been mentioned by a whole lot of pundits, elected representatives, the citizens of that state, of course, who have suffered under some of the nation's most strict draconian lockdowns, senseless mask mandates, business closures, and have recently been threatened with forced injections, as the governor mentioned, coercing people into cars. Weirdly, and then driving them to hospitals, sticking needles in their bodies. Fox News meteorologist Janice Dean was one of many public figures to speak out, saying that the New York Assembly needs to impeach Governor Cuomo right now. And she applauded the bravery of the women that have thus far come forward, saying, quote, you know, it just shows you the power and abuse that this man thought he had, and he's been doing it for years now. Of course, the creeper in chief, Joe Biden, spoke out on this yesterday. Let's take a look at what he said.
Back in March, you said that if the investigation confirmed the allegations against Governor Cuomo, then he should resign. So will you now call on him to resign, given the investigator said the 11 women were credible?
I stand by that statement.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
And he's using a photo of you embracing him in his self-defense to say that these are commonplace kind of embraces that he made and the allegations against him. Do you condone that?
Look, I'm not going to flyspeck this. I am sure there are some embraces that were totally innocent. But apparently, the attorney general decided there were things that weren't.
Tom Papert is the chief editor at National File, and he joins us now. It's really hard to watch that. Tom, here's the creeper in chief saying that some of those weird gropes may be totally innocent. I mean, how did Joe, the little girl sniffer Biden, become the gold standard for an example of morality? And why does anyone care about what this guy says?
Well, Stu, thanks for having me on. And I see you're also wearing your black tie in mourning for Andrew Cuomo's political career. But I think that Biden, you know, he started his presidential campaign apologizing to women and promising not to sniff their hair anymore, promising not to stroke their face. No comment, of course, on whether or not he's apologized to Steve Dane's niece, who when she was only 8 or 9 years old, Biden appeared to on video pinch her nipple, something that she reportedly confirmed on her TikTok account, by the way, and then later deleted after being pressured to. But it sort of makes sense in our wacky clown world that Joe Biden is the arbiter of morality. He's got all of these photos, whether it's Hillary Clinton or a six-year-old child, acting extremely inappropriately around women. And so now, I really do think it makes sense. If Biden okays it, then it's okay, because we've already had to excuse everything Biden's done.
So the investigation into these tragically dead old people was completely deleted from the news cycle, swept under the rug. We're all just supposed to, I guess, forget about that. Is this to be looked at as a distraction away from the blood that drips from the hands of the creepy mob boss in New York?
I think that's how this investigation started. I remember I was in my office and I was writing a story about the nursing home scandal, which is, of course, for those who don't remember, whatever COVID may or may not be, the symptoms can be pretty bad if you're 95 years old and in a nursing home. That's what all of the data tells us, whether it's from a biased source or otherwise. And Cuomo, of course, was sending perfectly healthy people your age and my age, Stu, into the nursing homes so we could infect, you know, with these symptoms, these people who were 95 years old and already on death's doorstep, and then it killed thousands of them. We will never know how many died because of what Cuomo did. And I was covering a story about this when all of a sudden I got a news alert, like it was in the 40s. Bah, 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 bah. And before you knew it, Cuomo was under investigation for Me Too related incidents. So I think that is how this story began. I think it's no coincidence. All of the stories that have been breaking, your show's rampant success, National File winning a lawsuit against Mark Kelly, and not to mention an hour before Cuomo made this announcement, you had his little commandant, his capo, you had de Blasio come out and say that he's going to force vaccine passports to go inside restaurants, gyms, and entertainment venues. And literally within 60 minutes, Cuomo comes out and says something that takes all of the steam out of that story. I guess not Cuomo, the New York Attorney General, a woman who, by the way, does not seem to like, it seems, to investigate Democrats. She is much more interested in dredging up whatever she can about President Trump. So it does seem as though Cuomo is some type of sacrificial lamb. I don't know if he's smart enough to know this. If his brother is any indication, he's likely not. He has no idea why this is happening to him.
I didn't have a chance to tune in last night, but are you aware, did Chris Cuomo comment on any of this at all? Did he give a softball interview or anything like that? I mean, This has been a model for the Cuomo brothers, where the bought and paid for CNN, Mockingbird media, you know, propaganda machine we outrate them. Our ratings are terrible over there. But did they comment on this at all?
You know, Stu, I could not bring myself to stay conscious through the entire hour of Cuomo's babbling, but it did not come up to my knowledge. But you know what did come up as part of Letitia's report that was published in the New York Attorney General? Cuomo was actually helping his brother. Chris Cuomo was helping his brother develop talking points, develop a public press release, develop what he was going to say when those cameras, the little red light turned on and he had to face the press for what he did. Here was some of Chris Cuomo's advice. Questions have been raised about some of my past interactions with people in office. I spend most of my life at work and colleagues are often also personal friends. I never intended to offend anyone or cause any harm. And it goes on and on and on. His brother, the CNN news loser, and I use the word news liberally there, but this front man for the globalists, this front man for the lying degenerates at CNN, was actually offering ostensibly unpaid PR advice to his brother, who was walking in to this massive, massive cluster of you know what.
Okay, so you're the chief editor over at National File. By the way, nationalfile.com, truthful reporting. They dig, they expose. It's synonymous with this platform. You guys do a great job. I'm the people's bullhorn over here. That's kind of been something that has morphed. That's why I believe that this show is seeing all the success. I recognize that this is not about me. This is about the people. I ask the questions that I think the people would want to know. So I'm going to ask you, amid the possible forced inoculations of people are very concerned about completely losing their medical freedom. First Amendment completely gone. You can't talk about COVID-19. You can't ask about the science, for crying out loud. You can't question anybody at all. Don't you dare ask about who shot Ashley Babbitt or what happened to the 14,000 some odd hours of videotape and surveillance from the 6th of January. Don't talk about, by the way, the election, the fraudulent stolen election, which, by the way, we're going to have Senator Wendy Rogers from Arizona on momentarily to opine on that. All of these things that Americans, that patriots, that freedom-embracing, liberty-loving, America-first people who care about God and country more than anything else, are why should they be concerned about this story? In the big picture, why does this Cuomo sex allegation slash cover-up slash distraction away from dead bodies, why should this matter to Joe Blow?
I think that is a fantastic question, and I would say it should matter not because I don't think anybody should care about Cuomo. I don't think anybody should care about, oh, the double standard. Imagine if it was the other side. All of that is boring.
Those are Fox News talking points. Oh, imagine if this was a Republican doing this. Oh, my God. That's
imagine
just propaganda.
If it was President Trump.
Sounds like it's boring.
Exactly. It's boring and it's pointless. Now, what matters here, what's interesting is, of course, there's always the main narrative and then look and see what is being ignored, as we've touched on. What will also be interesting is to watch the Democrat response. Does Cuomo get off? If so, then we know this was a distraction. Or does Cuomo end up being impeached? Does he face criminal repercussions? Is this going to end his political career? It will be fascinating to see exactly what the globalist American empire does to this man. And it will tell us, I think, their true intentions. Did Cuomo do something that was really so offensive with this nursing homes that they had to get him another way to leave office because they couldn't dare admit what they did with COVID? Or is Cuomo just suffering a minor political setback, and before you know it, he will return as an analyst on CNN, perhaps on his brother's show? That's what's fascinating here, seeing what the globalists are planning to do with this opportunity that they've created with themselves.
Tom Papert, National File, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Stick around. Coming up in just 60 seconds, we're going to talk to Senator Wendy Rogers. She is demanding that these people in Arizona be arrested. Arrested. Sent to solitary confinement. Sound familiar? We'll be right back. A lot of Americans are reeling, getting very, very nervous as it really looks like our medical freedom is completely going away. The imminent threat of forced inoculations, being dragged out of your home, having school nurses jabbing your kids. I mean, this is a real concern for people. I never thought that I would be saying that. This is unprecedented. We really are living in extraordinary times. You're doing everything that you can to fight this, to stand up, to just say no. Unified noncompliance is the key. But also, boots on the ground are very important. People actually getting out there, getting in the faces of these tyrannical school boards, of these city councils, county commissioners' offices, getting in the faces of law enforcement, universities, deans, superintendents. All of these people need to be confronted face to face, and you just might not have the time to do that. Well, one man does. His name is Christopher Key. He lost his job as a result of standing up to a school board at which he had no stake in the game. He had no kids going to that school district. He got fired because his woke boss canned him. I wanted to use a word there, but you know, blank canned him as a result of speaking out. Oh, this isn't socially acceptable. Well, his new job is now going around the country and advocating on behalf of you. He's all over the place. He formed the Vaccine Police and he needs your support. If you can get over there and support him, I support him and I would recommend that you do too. Boots on the ground are very important. As we saw with the Canadian Patriot taking matters into his own hands, Patrick King up there freed Alberta single-handedly with his court case. The same thing is happening with the Vaccine Police. Go to vaccine-police.com right now. Vaccine-police.com and support Christopher Key. Go to vaccine-police.com. Do whatever you can to support this guy over at vaccine-police.com. It's like living in a sci-fi movie. Seriously. You wake up in the morning and you do it all over again, but it's like this script, this Hollywood script. What is going on in Washington, D.C.? Why are all the streets empty? Why is it a ghost town? Why is it closed down? The People's House is completely empty. Does anybody even live in the White House? I mean, the thing is dark at sunset every night. Who's there? What's going on? Why doesn't anybody answer these questions? Why am I deleted and banned and censored from every single social media platform if I question somebody's specific science? Like, one guy's science is ruling the world and you're not allowed to talk about it. Meanwhile, they're allowed to say whatever they want about it. They can use social media platforms to penetrate the young, impressionable minds and ears of our children as the incessant push for this inoculation, this jab worldwide. Put aside the fact that this thing is going to be mandatory. They're going to chase you down, pin you down physically in the street, and put a needle in your arm. But until we get to that point, they are going to coerce, they're going to bribe, they're going to coax and massage, they're grooming your children. Similar to the fashion that child sex molesters and traffickers do. It's absolutely sick. Here to blow our mind with some of this. She blows our mind every day. Deanna Lorraine is here for Shots Fired. Any new headlines today? Are you... Deanna Lorraine thinks the world's going to explode.
So many new headlines. I'm going to blow your mind one after the other.
Our QAnon conspiracy theorist, by the way, is also a best-selling author. Get her book, Taking Back America. Deanna, what is going on with this incessant push? How are they using social media platforms and elected offices to basically back our kids into a corner?
Right. Well, first of all, while Lollapalooza was going on this weekend in Chicago with hundreds of thousands of people that were maskless, not social distancing, and Lori Lightfoot, a.k.a. Beetlejuice, was up on stage partying it up with everybody.
Yeah, I call her alien face.
Yeah.
I mean she looks like an alien.
She does. She literally looks like she's not human.
I hope I'm using the pronouns correctly, too. I don't want to offend anybody.
He, she.
Whatever.
And her very scary-looking partner. But we're all supposed to be afraid of the Delta, right? We're supposed to be so afraid of the Delta while they're all partying back-to-back at Lollapalooza. But in any event, so I'm out with some friends this weekend trying to have a good time at a karaoke bar of all places. And those cutesy waitresses come around. They're passing around shots to everybody, free shots all night long. And I'm thinking, what's this? And they had a basket and they're passing all these shots, but they were kind of strangely shaped. So I'm wondering, what are these shots? Well, it turns out that they're shots in a form of a vaccine. Ooh. So they're just passing around these Jell-O and vodka shots all night in a form of a vaccine to promote the vaccine. How cute. So I can't even get away from the vaccines when I'm just trying to have a good time out with my friends, singing some damn karaoke without this propaganda being pushed in my face in the form of a vaccine Jell-O shot, if you can believe it. Now,
I just don't even know what to say. Is this thing ever going away? Is this ever going away? We have to. The Patriot in Alberta. By the way, if you did not see yesterday's program, and I'm just going to tell you right now, you have to go back to yesterday, StuPeters.tv. One Patriot in Alberta has freed that entire province. The entire state of Alberta is completely free. No more mask mandates. No more push for the injection. They are treating this as the regular run-of-the-mill flu, which is exactly how it should be treated, because we all know that it doesn't even exist. It's a set of symptoms, which is why nobody's dying from the flu, you know, pneumonia, any of those things. It's all labeled COVID from the failing PCR test. The whole thing is a hoax. But anyway, that is big, and it can go away. It can be defeated. But in the meantime, we're dealing with this. I mean, that doesn't look like the type of thing that you want pointed at your face.
I don't. And I had to leave the bar because there were just thousands of them all over and people were having such a good time. Oh, it's so cute. It's a vaccine. Oh, this is great. No, it's not cute. They're pushing this on us. It's propaganda and it's nonstop and it's relentless. And now President Biden is even telling us that they're looking at mandatory vaccines.
Administrator Biden. Administrator Biden.
Yeah. Corpse Biden, excuse me, is saying that this is the route they're going to go. This is the route they have to take is mandatory vaccines. And then we have sexual harasser in chief Andrew Cuomo, coupled with Bill de Blasio, the toker, saying that, hey, guys, you're going to have the keys to NYC. They're calling this the keys to NYC. And it's taken such a deadly turn that we now have to, if you're in New York City, in order to go out to dinner, in order to go to a gym, in order to go to a concert or any indoor facility, you have to be vaccinated. There has to be a proof of vaccination. And they said, look, you can enjoy all the beautiful things in New York City. It's such a beautiful place of magnificent creatures. But in order to enjoy it, you simply have to have your vaccine. And then you can have the keys to open up life in New York City, which is so sinister and disgusting because you're saying that you have to have a shot, a poison shot, and some man telling you that you can enjoy the city that you live in.
I'm just going to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Let's just pretend for a second that these shots that are being falsely referred to as vaccines, let's just say that they were an effective vaccine. But for some reason, whatever reason, I just don't want to take it. I mean,
That would be one thing.
Right.
There would be no push for it. If you get diagnosed with terminal cancer, Deanna, is the government requiring that you go take chemo? No. Is the government requiring that if your back hurts, you go to the chiropractor? No, of course not. That's called medical freedom. You have the right to choose. Why? Why? Nobody has answered the trillion-dollar question. It just boggles my mind.
Right.
Why this incessant, nonstop, over-the-top, overbearing, overreaching, tyrannical push for this shot? Doesn't that raise suspicion for anybody, especially because it is in the name of a virus that nearly every single person recovers from? Why? Because nobody's isolated the virus. Nobody can prove its existence. Nobody can prove that we have a pandemic going on. And why aren't there 100 million or so patriots in court with paperwork right now? Everybody who ever got a COVID ticket, by the way, everybody who ever anybody who has an outstanding court case for not complying with COVID mandates, masking, social distancing, crowd limiting, anything. Take it to court. Take it to court and subpoena your accuser. Make the health department come in and show you that a pandemic exists. Show you, prove to you that they can isolate this virus. Show you, prove it. They won't be able to do it, which is exactly what set Alberta free. It's what Chris Key is doing with the vaccine police. But I just, the key to the city, really, well, if your vaccine works, then why do I need mine?
Right, exactly. And I've never liked high-pressure sales, Stu. I'm someone that, you know, hangs up the phone on telemarketers or timeshare salespeople. So anyone that tries a high-pressure sales me, I immediately get suspicious. I don't know why most people's natural alarm systems aren't going off. Now, this just came out too. They're trying to partner. They're saying, hey, guess what? It seems like these lotteries and free French fries aren't really working to get the vaccine up so much as we thought and we hoped. So now what we're going to do is we're going to partner with hair salons and barber shops so that they can become vaccine salesmen for you. They realize that the people that you actually go to visit, can you imagine if you're trying to get your hair cut and all of a sudden, oh, hey, guess what? This hair salonist, this barberist is trying to sell you a vaccine. I would punch them in the face. But this is what they're trying to do now. They're trying to up the ante because they realize their sales techniques have not been working.
They've got you as a captive audience.
You're just sitting trying to get your hair cut.
You can't exactly just get up in the middle of a hair. That's one of the things you can't just get up in the middle of and leave. You'd look really silly walking out the door.
They've held you hostage.
Yeah. Wow.
They love to hold people hostage because this is what they do. They like to violate people. They like to hold people hostage. And the last but not least, what they're finally doing as their big push this week is Biden and the White House have now partnered with TikTok influencers, big TikTok influencers that have 50 million followers and also very small micro influencers and basically no names. Anyone that they think that they can target kids. The goal is to get those who are young, 12 to 16, especially getting the vaccine and showing these people, oh, it's so cool to get the vaccine. It's so safe, doing FAQs with Anthony Fauci and so on. So they're paying these little influencers $1,000 or more per month to target kids and show kids how great it is to get the vaccine so that they can get their numbers up.
If this thing was great, I'd be the first one pushing it. I'm telling you right now, I would be the first one up here advocating it if this thing was great. If 40 to 50,000 people were not dead, if hundreds of thousands of people were not experiencing life-altering, forever-changing them, you know, adverse events as a result of this thing, I would be up here pushing it. But the fact is, it's killing people, a lot of people. More people than died in the Korean War, more people than died on the Titanic, more people than died in tragic hurricanes, more people that died on 9/11 are dying from this shot. And arguably, depending on if the CDC whistleblower is correct that Brian Artis has and that Thomas Renz has, arguably more people than all of them put together, those horrific events put together. This thing is killing a lot of people, and I'm totally against it. I'm totally against it. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. You know, these people over at Newsweek who have slandered me, and by the way, we'll be seeing them in court. We're suing the hell out of those people. But the, you know, Politico people, USA Today, all these people, Howard Stern calling us anti-vaxxers. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I got all my childhood vaccines. My kids, as a matter of fact, pretending for a second that it's any of your business, but since I'm vulnerable, naked here in front of the whole world every day, I have nothing to hide. I'll tell you, they're vaccinated too. Do I have some regrets on that? Yes, I do, because until this vaccine opened my eyes, this fake vaccine, this false vaccine, this poisonous shot that contains God knows what, Until this, I didn't really do any investigating into other vaccines. And now I've talked to people like Dr. Brian Artis, people like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, her partner Matt yesterday. We were in a teleconference. I'm learning a lot of information that I wouldn't not that I would not normally have access to. And I'm just telling you, if this thing was good for you, I'd be promoting it. But instead, I promote things like, you know, CBD and let's see, what else do we have? KeysToLife.shop, you know, IGF-1, stuff like this. I would promote wearing comfy socks like steponsocks.com. And I would also recommend that you go to StuPeters.shop. But anyways, if this thing was good for you, wouldn't you be getting it, Deanna? I mean, wouldn't you have already lined up, and if this thing was proven 100. Efficacy?
Right, exactly. And if it maybe wasn't promoted, the number one promoter and investor in this wasn't a public eugenicist who says he really wants the world population to decline by billions of them. I don't know. Maybe I'd be more open to it. Maybe I'd be more optimistic to it.
Or if the thing was designed to combat something that could actually kill you, or combat something that actually was real. But in the
right.
But it's not real. And this Delta variant, this Delta variant is the ADE. As a result of these shots, there is no Delta variant. How can there be a variant of something that doesn't exist?
Exactly.
Other than in a lab, I mean, you haven't proven that this thing exists anywhere. So how could there be a variant? Lambda, it Delta, just, Omega?
Sounds like a dirty frat party at this point. Yeah, you know, I mean, and that's what they're trying to enlist all these fears. And oh, well, the Delta variant didn't scare you enough. Here's the doomsday variant,
right,
which just came back out this week, by the way, the doomsday variant, they're calling it.
Are you serious?
And it's so, yeah, they're calling it the doomsday variant. They're saying, wow, wait a sec, you're not scared enough of the Delta variant. Here's the doomsday variant. This is going to really scare the hell out of them to get them locked down again. And this is what they know. It's all about fear. Fear is the ultimate weapon for them. And it, to me, it just sickens me that so many people fall for it, that when they did the lottery and when they did the free fries and everything, that people actually, there is a small uptake in the vaccines for that matter. And it's so disgusting because it shows them that these things work. But at this point, you know, what are we going to do? We have to fight back. Everywhere else in the world, there's millions of people in the streets actually fighting back to this. Again, where is our fight, American people?
And we have to show video of people around the world in other countries,
right,
that the American media is not showing.
No.
That, you know, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Newsmax, OAN, none of these people are showing these huge crowds of people around the world that are protesting not only this thing, but they're also standing up against our fraudulent stolen election. Did you know that? I mean, did you know that in countries around the world, these people are rising up in support of our election integrity? That's insane.
It's amazing.
But the
it's
media
incredible.
Will show you none of it. None of it. You can't see it.
No,
anywhere.
But and that's what we need to understand too, is that we have a common enemy. And people, if anything, COVID has woke people up all over the world to the fact that we have a common enemy. And it's definitely not each other. It's not vaccinated versus unvaccinated. It's not black versus white. It's the deep state and those that are orchestrating and perpetuating this criminal great reset communist takeover, and us. So the faster we realize that common enemy and stop pointing fingers at each other, and we unite together, the more powerful this can be, because there are so many more of us than there are of them. We just need to get our crap together and stand up and fight.
Nice center. I like it. they are, by the way, going to continue to push for it to be a disagreement or a war between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, the black and the white, the Republican versus the Democrat, the Trumpers versus the never Trumpers, the gays versus the straights, the Muslims versus the Christians, any way that they can divide you. You know, the boaters versus the bikers. I don't know. The runners versus the walkers, the doggers versus the catters. I don't even know. But they're going to find a way to divide you and polarize every single issue in this country. We're literally living in a place where it's like one side just can't, there's just no common ground anymore. There's no happy medium anymore, but there is. And if you get out and you actually talk to people in the street, there are people that are anti-vaxxers and vaxxers that are coming together and saying, hey, you know what? Normally I would really argue this because I'm for vaccines. But in this case, you know what? I think you guys are right. You know, or as it comes to the election, you get out and actually talk to people in the real world. It's like, hey, listen, I'm a Democrat. Normally, you know, I'm a liberal Democrat, traditional Democrat. Normally, I vote for the Democrat. I did vote for Joe Biden. But as far as this election thing is concerned and all these forensic audits, you know, on this one, I think you guys might be onto something. you know? And if you have those conversations out in the street, it really is an eye-opener that the divide between us as Americans from anywhere in the world, we are the melting pot. Remember, we welcome people with open arms to come here under legal pretense, use our system, come here, be a contributor. That is great. That's what I love about this country. And if you get out there and you actually talk to any other American, any other brother and sister in Christ, any other brother and sister under the world freedom population, that's what I would call us, world freedom fighters, they will all say, wow, we really aren't divided. We really are on the same team. Indiana, you're right. We're fighting a common enemy. That's what's happening here. And they are really ramping it up. And another PSYOP dropping today, I saw over on Lauren Witzke's Telegram. If you're not following her, follow her there. And also, by the way, follow me on Telegram. That's where it all happens. t.me/StuPeters. You see it right down there at the bottom of the screen. And follow Deanna Lorraine. Get her book, by the way, Taking Back America. Don't follow that. Don't follow that thing. You can. There you go. You can get that book at DeannaLorraine.com. Coming up next, we're going to tell you more about how this world is doomed, but how you can beat it. Stick around. Not going to add anything new to the recipe. The success recipe is the truth. I'm just going to be blunt with you. These people are snakes. All of these globalists, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, they are all tyrannical oligarch snakes. That's what they are. Go to steponsocks.com right now so you can step on these snakes all day long. They make a great conversation piece. These socks have the names of these globalist oligarchs written right on the bottom of them so that you can step on them all day long. It gives you a sense of satisfaction, but will also strike up conversations when you walk into some place in your house, maybe at your friend's place, at some gathering in the gymnasium, at the gym where you work out, at the pool, wherever, and you pull your shoes off, you put your socks up, you put your feet up, and there, boom, there it is. Step on socks. These things are brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. These are red pill people all over the place, much like the shirt that you find at my website, but these socks are 100% Patriot designed, all cotton quality socks, a 3-pack, red, white, and blue for just $17.76. I knew you would love that number, $17.76. Also, the Trader Joe version is available right now, as well as Trust in God. That sock is my favorite. Step on Sins all day long. Step on Socks has diversified. If you're into silver, you can get that there. How about Second Amendment flags? We must protect our Second Amendment. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Check out all of the awesome Patriot gear at steponsocks.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Well, talking about the 2020 election is sure to get you censored, banned from most social media platforms, which is why you'll find me on Telegram, by the way. And mentioning or producing forensic evidence seems to be almost illegal. Why? I mean, if Joe Biden won this election, if he's the most prolific man to ever run for the high office in the history of the world, if the abundance of support is overwhelmingly, if his popularity soars above any man that has ever come before him, if the down ballot races were on the up and up, and if our representatives were truly elected by the people, we all know that these people would be running to every major broadcast and cable news network, every print publication with the proof. They'd be shrugging off any attempt to validate the 2020 election. Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. We're over here governing. We're working for the people, right? We won't stand in the way. But that's just not the case. And we know why. We know. The forensic audit process has been the most publicized in Arizona. And those fighting for the process of validation are being relentlessly attacked. So who is it that's really standing in the way? What's really going on with the forensic audit in Arizona? Will it make a difference? How close are we to seeing the definitive proof? And if proof exists, what'll be done with it when we have it? Well, Senator Wendy Rogers is all over this. She joins us now. Senator, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. So, with everything that the so-called media is not reporting, there are legitimately millions of people, I'm convinced, that have no clue an audit is even happening. Well, Biden won the election. They're just going about their lives. Seriously. But Americans deserve answers, and it's past time that we demand transparency, fair elections, honest results. There's millions of people that are going to hear what you're about to tell us. And so I'm just going to ask you, what in the hell is going on?
Well, thanks, Stu, for having me on. I have to say to all of you in the audience, I really appreciate you blowing up my phone to let me know that Stu was trying to get hold of me.
Yes.
Peggy McLean, Kate Joy, all of you out there. I was just trying to take a break last night to catch up on episodes of The Chosen.
Not going
to
let that happen.
And after 2.5 episodes, I told my husband, well, I've had it for the night. And I checked my phone and it was blowing up, you know, Stu Peters is trying to get hold of you. So thank you very much. You have an awesome audience. I'm in Phoenix now near the Capitol. I came down here from Flagstaff to be on hand for day before yesterday when the subpoenas were supposed to have been answered at 1 p.m. And just to sort of take you to the present and then back in time, those subpoenas were sent out by us, the Arizona State Senate, President Karen Fan, who is my colleague, another state senator, a rural senator, as am I. There are very few of us. And she sent that out to Dominion and to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to get them to give us pieces of information and passwords and access that we still require to complete the audit. They essentially blew us off. They sent us two letters back right punctually at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to basically say, go pound sand. They were very disrespectful in tone. They were very condescending, and they put on the impression that they are above the law and that they don't work for us. And it was absolutely appalling and disgusting. And so, you know, you have to understand that we, the people, are the ones who need to hold this process accountable.
Yeah, they don't, they might not work for you. That could be right. But they work for me, and they work for citizen of America, of, well, Arizona and in the United States of America. That's who they work for. And those are the people, I believe on your Twitter, I saw you say patriots activate. That's exactly what needs to happen. People need to activate right now. Do they not?
Absolutely. And that's a call to action. That's to let your legislators know where you stand. I mentioned on an interview yesterday that I went into the office to find a box full of Kona coffee from Hilo, the Big Island, from a 100% disabled Marine who sent me that with a long letter saying, Senator Rogers, I basically don't have anyone to represent me here where I am in Hawaii, so I'm counting on you to carry the ball forward. And so I take this obligation freely and without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, as we say in our original oath when we joined the military. But for such a time as this, if you had told me 2 years ago, hey, Wendy Rogers, you're going to be at the pointy tip of the spear. You're going to be in a state Senate, which will be the only chamber of the only state, which will conduct an audit of 2.1 million ballots of the presidential election, which will figure prominently in getting to the truth of the corruption of 2020. I would have looked at you incredulously and said, what? And so here I am, and here we are with a one-vote majority, 16 to 14 in the Arizona Senate, conducting this audit of one county's worth of votes, not even a county that voted for me. I represent northern Arizona, parts of four other rural counties. And we're getting to the bottom of it. We definitely will get to the truth.
Are the numbers there? I mean, can you see the proof? You can say unequivocally, definitively that there was fraud in this election, right? I mean, that's, we all know that, that in our heart of hearts, but do you have it? Have you seen it?
We haven't concluded yet to be able to draw that kind of conclusion, but the anomalies are abundant. For example, you've probably heard about the 74,000 ballots that were sent in that were never sent out to begin with. That's hugely anomalous. Plus, you have thousands of ballots that were filled out with people who weren't registered to vote in time statutorily for the October 15th pre-deadline. You also have people, thousands of people who voted and then mysteriously dropped off the voter rolls in December. So you have so many inexplicable anomalies. And what's really sort of rich is that they put that on us to explain? No. Maricopa County needs to explain that. And the only thing they seem to react with is snark and disrespect, which tells us definitely they are hiding things, tells us definitely that we must pursue tenaciously and resolutely to get to the bottom. And we will not give up.
You mentioned your oath in the military, and I just wanted to thank you for your service publicly. For those of you that don't know, Senator Rogers was one of the first two females to fly aircraft in the United States Air Force. And my family and I, we are grateful. I speak for ourselves, and I'm sure millions of viewers and listeners. Seriously, a heartfelt thank you for your service. That is part of, I'm sure, what has molded you into the fighter that you are. A lot of it God-given, and I'm sure that you're aware of that.
Yes.
Who are these people, specifically, who are these people that are snarky and snide and that don't work for you and that are trying to stop, block, or resist this process?
Well, I think they are typical politicians, unfortunately, who took an oath and never thought in a million years that they would be in the crosshairs of something so important. I mean, when you sign up to be a state legislator or a county supervisor, you probably think, well, you know, I'll just show up, I'll go to meetings. And then all of a sudden, you're responsible for enormous processes and breadth and scope of an election, which figures, as I said, prominently in a national election. And I think, A, they're embarrassed. B, they're in way over their heads. And C, they just want to be Pontius Pilate and just wash their hands clean and let the chips fall where they may and figure that the dust has settled, so let's move on. We will not move on. I called for decertification, which means that the certification that we submitted in January, I now and my colleagues should agree, was inaccurate. You do not have to have a smoking gun beyond 100% proof to decertify. You have to have palpable inaccuracy and worry that what you submitted back in January is now known to be incorrect.
Who has the authority, and you'll have to forgive my ignorance, I'm just a regular guy here, who has the authority to decertify the election?
We, the state legislature, have the authority. The governor, Governor Ducey, signed the certification, but the United States Constitution is very clear that state legislatures, which are closest to the people, are the ones who have the plenary power in a U.S. presidential election.
Would Governor Ducey have to sign off on that decertification?
No, it would have to be our state house and our state senate together with majorities, which we do not have yet. We have, as I said, a very thin majority. We have a one vote majority in the state senate and a one vote majority in the state house. And so day to day, for example, folks, just so you know, we're a part-time legislature and we've adjourned. We're in session essentially about 6 months, 5 months out of the year. We adjourned at the end of June. But going in through the session these past many months, it became very clear to me all it took was one Republican on any given bill to go rogue, as it were, and vote with the Democrats to where we would have a 15-15 tie. And there is no tiebreaker in Arizona in the state Senate as there is in the U.S. Senate. So you're basically dead in the water if you have a bill that matches up on the board 15-15.
So a lot of people were upset that you guys went home, essentially, you know, took a break. Was that was just timing? I mean, that didn't have anything directly to do with this. It was done, but what about going back? I mean, can you be called into a special session to finish this thing up? I don't know how that works. You got to tell me. I mean, if
we don't really need to be in a special session per se, because as vice chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which I am, we are a standing committee and can follow the processes and accept and integrate the information that we get from the audit. As far as decertification goes, yes, that would require a vote, but keep in mind really what's important here, and this is what the media kind of likes to blur and obscure. We have to stay at the forefront of people's consciousness with the narrative. The vaccine mandates, you know, the mask mandates, all of this stuff is in an effort to blur what's going on right this moment. Right this moment, we have to home in on the target and find out what the truth is, because once we get to the bottom of what happened in Arizona, then Pennsylvania, then Wisconsin, then hopefully Michigan, Georgia, All we need is a few states to say what we gave you in January was inaccurate, and then the rest will be history.
At this point, it's not even about, and I'm sure someday people will swing for this. I just know that, and it'll be written in history books. There will be, something. This is how the Patriots defeated the tyrants. I mean, this is like a movie that we're watching happen before our eyes.
We have to.
And so, yeah, and I believe that there will be justice. I really do, but we have to act. It's not just going to fall in our lap. And I think a lot of people are sitting back waiting for a miracle. They're waiting for Donald Trump to come back and save us, for example. He's one man. As great as he is, and as great of a president as he was, best of my lifetime, promises made, promises kept. And yes, do I want him back? Of course, especially knowing in my heart that he won the election. I mean, I want him back. I've seen electoral maps that say 410. It makes sense. Mike Lindell has spent millions of dollars. Sidney Powell, you know, Rudy Giuliani, Lynn Wood. I mean, there are a lot of people who have access to a lot of information. And President Trump was just in your state, Senator Rogers, and was on stage where he was calling you out by name. Obviously, you heard what I'm about to say. He said, the Democrats are looking around going,
holy shit, they caught us. They caught us.
And he's, I think, just finding out himself how stolen this thing really was, how egregious, how blatant, how right out in the wide open this is, because I think there's a lot of gatekeepers around him. But to the people that are waiting for this miracle to drop into their lap, somebody else is just going to take care of this. And soon President Trump will come back on a white horse and carriage. And there he is back into the White House again. It's not how it works. What can people
do? If only. I mean, I would love to see happen what you just described, but we can't hold our breaths. We have to take each day as it comes, because this is really uncharted territory. And I'm as busy now, oddly enough, as I was when I was in session, managing the information flow and keeping, as I said, this at the forefront. Every day is something new, and it's interesting because we three veterans who he called out, Wendy, Kelly, and Borelli, which was sort of a rhyming threesome of names, interestingly, were the military veterans in the 16 of us Republicans. And we've talked about this among ourselves. I talked to Kelly this morning. And each day we open a door and we stay focused on going through the next door and the next door and the next door. And so we don't really know what will happen, but two things are fundamental. One is that we have to get to the truth by doggedly pursuing it. And number two, we have to rectify legislation and laws to restore election integrity. So I get asked this a lot. Will we be in time to rectify these laws and restore election integrity? We go back into session in January. So say, for example, we pass some corrective laws in January, February. Then it takes 90 days for them to go into effect. We have a later primary in Arizona. We have an August primary. So yes, that will be plenty of time for those laws to go into effect. Even if we didn't pass them until, say, June, we still would have enough time for them to go into effect for November. So this is what my charge is. I get texts from frustrated supporters all the time.
I'm sure.
I tell them, this is what I can do. I can do two things. I can keep focusing on getting the truth out on the audit. And number two, attempt to fix the laws so that it doesn't happen again for 2022. I will be at the pillow guy, Mike Lindell's symposium next week in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We're really excited. We're leaving day after tomorrow. I'm going after that to be with Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania. I'm going to be with Christina Caramo in Michigan. These are people who are fighting in their states, who I am going to go encourage and try and spread the good news.
You mentioned truth, and then also exposure and accountability are, I think, what this platform is built on. And I think that's what we're looking for here. Who are these people, speaking of accountability, that you specifically called for to be jailed? Who are they?
Well, these Maricopa County supervisors are absolutely despicable. They're Republicans, yet they just obfuscate and tap dance and demean and disobey the law. And we are not going to let them get away with it. And so that's why my colleague, Senator Sonny Borelli, retired Marine Corps Gunnery Sergeant Sonny Borelli, launched the 1487, so-called, which was a bill that Andy Biggs, Congressman Andy Biggs, put through a few years ago, which says that if a lower echelon level of government below the state of Arizona, i.e. the county, disobeys the law, then we will go after them via the Arizona Attorney General. And that's what we have done. So we have forwarded their infractions to Brnovich, the Arizona Attorney General, to investigate over the next 30 days. And if they are found in noncompliance, then they will be docked their revenue share, which is about $63 million, last I heard. There was another municipality who tried to pull this a few years ago, and they were brought into compliance. So we're not stopping. We're using every tool possible, constantly churning, and the truth will come out. And the Phoenix Coliseum, the venue where we did the audit, which was my honor to visit numerous times, and I could talk about those processes if you want, that's all been cleared out, and all of the data crunching now and the analysis components are taking place.
So being an ignorant, insubordinate, rhino, whatever, those things are not, unfortunately, illegal. So what specifically, what laws have they broken? Because I want people to be very clear. You know, this isn't hyperbole. You're not just tweeting this for shock value or followers to encourage people to go over to your Telegram, which, by the way, we're going to put that channel. Make sure that that channel is on the screen so people know where they can follow Senator Rogers. What have they done to break the law? Because I want people to know.
They did not comply with the subpoena. They did not supply us with the components that we asked for.
And is that punishable by arrest and jail time?
I would think, but I don't know for sure. So we are asking the Attorney General to investigate. Because as I said a moment ago, to hold them in contempt needs 16 Senate votes and 31 State House votes, and we don't have that right now. So instead of just being stymied by that fact, then we went the route of the Attorney General.
I mean, if I get subpoenaed and I don't show up, I'm pretty sure a warrant's going to be issued for my arrest and I'm going to be remanded to custody until I can go before the judge who wants to see me. That's just kind of how it works. Speaking of judges and court cases, in Alberta, Canada yesterday, a patriot had a court case because he was fined $1,200 for violating these draconian crowd gathering size of 10 or less, right? And he said, no, I'm not going to just pay this $1,200. I'm going to go fight it. So he subpoenaed, in turn, the health premier or whatever it is in Canada and said, prove to me that there's a pandemic. Prove to me that we are in some sort of a crisis. Prove to me that you have isolated this virus. Where is it? How do you know that it exists? They were unable to do that. And as a result of his court case and the way that he presented these documents, the way that he fought his accuser face to face, Alberta is now free. They have ridden everything. Everything, it's all gone. There is no COVID in Alberta anymore because of this man. Pat King is his name. You should go follow him. Where are we at in Arizona with this overreaching push for this incessant, like this jab? Everybody's got to get jabbed. Where do you stand on this, Senator Rogers?
Well, I vociferously stood with nurses and other healthcare professionals yesterday. We have a family member who's a prior employee of the Banner Health System. She and the rest of us talked about this the other night, and I hightailed it down there yesterday. Real America's Voice asked me to come on scene and interviewed me. I talked to a number of nurses. They said, Senator Rogers, we work for the Banner Health System, which, by the way, is the largest in Arizona. And if we don't take the vaccine by the 1st of November, they're going to fire us. There are 60%, however, of us who have not taken the vaccine yet. And what would you say to us? And I said, you all need to quit, because even if 40% quit, my family member said there is no way that Banner can sustain its services. So this is where people need to band together and rise up and know what their rights are. And so this is an employee issue. As a state senate, we did pass a bill that the governor signed on a customer issue, which means if a customer comes to a government office in Arizona or to school, universities, K through 12 as well, then the customer, the student, does not have to wear a mask. We tried to get that, doesn't have to show proof of a vaccine.
Okay.
We tried to get that passed also for private businesses. But again, we had one or two Republicans who didn't side with most of us Republicans.
Who are these Republicans? Who are the one or two? What are their names?
Well, Paul Boyer is one. And the other one I'm not sure of, so I don't want to say.
Okay.
But these, it didn't, here's how it goes. If we talk privately in a closed caucus and we don't have the 16 votes, then it doesn't go up on the board, so to speak, to get voted on. That's just how things unfold. And it is what it is. And so we try to cajole and we try to work with each other, the House as well. And we couldn't get it across the finish line. It's really a problem because I spoke on this in closed caucus. My colleagues said, what's the problem? I said, you don't realize this is not just the corner barbershop saying you have to show proof of a vaccine. These are huge corporations that are bigger than some countries. And so if we allow them to mandate showing that you had the vaccine, that's got far-ranging repercussions. This is not the America of 20 years ago. And they just don't see that or don't want to see it. And so I think we've really gone down a troublesome path here with businesses being able to dictate this. And if you say to me, well, you know, it's not the government's job to regulate business. We regulate business every day. So don't tell me that. We have to protect the people.
I commend that. And I agree with that 100%. As a America First conservative myself, I don't like overregulation. I don't like big government. But there is a time when government needs to step in, and that is to stop some of this nonsense that's happening. I mean, if this virus was killing everybody and these shots were actually vaccines, which we now know they're not,
right,
and they were actually approved, and they were actually doing more good than harm, I'd be all for them. I would be all for them. But the fact is, nobody can prove that a virus exists. If this set of symptoms, if you do come down with this set of symptoms, you have a 99.989% chance of beating it.
Right.
And these injections are reported to have killed over 50,000 people, according to a CDC whistleblower, which, as I mentioned just moments ago, is more people than died in the Korean War. I mean, we mourn 3,000 roundabout tragic deaths from 9/11 every year. It's an anniversary that where we ring a bell, we go through an entire day of naming these people by name. We don't even know these 55,000 some odd people. They're a number in VAERS. It's ridiculous.
Well, and the fact that the truth of that is suppressed is even really troubling.
It's criminal.
And I, my hat's off to you, Stu, and other alternative sources of media for being brave to get this truth out. And I'm still on Facebook and Twitter. I'm not sure why. It just keeps growing. I'm sure I'll be silenced soon, but we've shored up my position by going over to Gab and Rumble and Telegram, as you said, because it's imminent, I'm sure. But on all platforms, just so you know, I am Wendy Rogers AZ. Wendy like the hamburgers, Rogers like Mr. Rogers AZ. Wendy Rogers AZ. And you can follow me everywhere that way. But these nurses, for example, yesterday had a 2,000 member Facebook, boom, shut down by the end of the day yesterday. And so I connected to a lot of them and they said, what do we do? I say, get yourselves over to Gab right now, get yourselves on Telegram, and they're doing that right now.
If that alone doesn't wake people up, if that truly alone, you know, why is the media not talking about this? Why can't I ask these questions? Why can't I question this person's science? Why is only that person allowed to talk about their science? Why can't I freely talk to a group of people about whether or not I'm going to subject myself to this jab of unknown ingredients that seems to be hurting and killing a lot of people? The swine flu rollout, that vaccination program was shut down after 25 people died. 25 people. Dr. Jane Ruby, who appears frequently, she's a medical contributor to this show, she shut down a study that she was overseeing after 6 beagle dogs died. We're talking about 55,000 Americans. At minimum.
Right.
At minimum. And that's the only the ones that we have discovered have been hidden. What did we miss? Because we're up against a hard break. What did we miss? Final words, Senator Rogers.
We have to stay strong, stay vigilant, and stay together. Do as much in-person interacting with people as you can. I had someone ask me yesterday, I want to run for office. I said, you need to knock doors. People want to stay connected. This is a divisive influence in our country to separate us. We must stay connected. Thank you all. I'm running to be reelected. Every 2 years we have to do this. If you'd like to support me, my regular website is my name, WendyRogers.org, WendyRogers.org. And I will continue the fight, not only for Arizona, but for all of us.
We appreciate it. Thank you for your service in so many ways. Senator Wendy Rogers, we will talk to you soon. And thank you, by the way, to the Telegram patriots that put this together and made this happen. That is what this is all about. That's what makes this truly the people's bullhorn. And this show will be back in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. You got to hang on to your retirement. You got to hang on to your investments. You got to know how to do well in an environment that is so completely volatile. We see the market going up, up, up. What goes up must come down. We're anticipating a huge crash. It's going to happen. This is an inflated market to prop up this fake installed administrator Biden and his totalitarian, authoritarian, Marxist coup-type regime. And that includes your finances. That includes who you use for a financial advisor. Use Cortez Wealth Management. Cortez Wealth Management is the premier sponsor here on the show. And I'm going to tell you what's different about Carlos Cortez, an independent fiduciary, than what you're dealing with now by using your big box store financial advisor that works at the big bank or the overpublicized, highly advertised, institutionalized financial firm that you deal with. And that is that those people are manipulated by Wall Street. Wall Street is doing what the Biden regime tells them to do, right? Obviously, because the market keeps going up, 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 despite all the catastrophe happening in this country. So that is an over-manipulated market controlled by the Biden regime, who sold out long ago to the CCP. He is communist controlled, which means your financial advisor, although be it they might be a great guy or gal, you might go bowling with them, have a beer here and there, maybe get together for a family barbecue. That does not mean that they're not a communist when it comes to financial advising, right? Don't do business with communists. Do business with Carlos Cortez. He's right here in the Sunshine State of Florida. He can do business with you anywhere in the United States of America. Hit him up online at CortezWM.com or call him in the office anytime. 813-448-3446. Write it down. Go ahead. 813-448-3446 for Cortez Wealth Management. Make sure that you tell him that Stu Peters sent you when you go to CortezWM.com. Coming at you in every way possible. Just spoke to a friend in the military who says the military is gearing up to prepare for an imminent cyber attack. They're going to shut down the power grid. That's what they're going to do. They're going to shut down the entire internet. They are going to do absolutely whatever they can to stop the audit that Senator Rogers was just talking about from coming out. They're distracting you. The jabs, the masks, it's all a huge distraction. COVID is a huge weapon that was used to help hijack this election to get this guy out of the way so they could roll out the bioweapon that a lot of people, millions of people, are tripping over each other, fighting physically to get to the front of the line to voluntarily subject themselves to something that has killed thousands of people. Insane. Well, what do you do about your money? All of our money is going electronic. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Apple Pay, all of this stuff. What do you do to protect your money in the event that the power grid goes completely dark? Joining us now is Carlos Cortez. He's our in-house financial expert. He is also the fiduciary, the independent fiduciary over at Cortez Wealth Management, chief sponsor here at the Stu Peters Show. Carlos, is there a way to protect my money? I mean, a lot of my money is right here. What do I do when the power grid goes down? Am I going to have access to it? Am I going to lose everything? What about my electronically stored funds and my 401k?
Yeah, it's a great question, Stu. Thanks for having me. We're getting a lot of calls on, you know, what happens if the market crashes or the power grid goes out. A, the dumbest thing you can do is buy silver and gold and make it your retirement plan. That is not a retirement vehicle. It's just an asset allocation to hedge yourself in case the market goes down. Right now, you and I know that, you know, they want to keep on pumping this market. It's artificially inflated. So gold and silver look for it to go down for the rest of the year as they pump up the stock market. They want Biden to look like the all be all. Secondly, if you have investments right now, You need to be calling your financial institutions and asking them, what is your protocol if there is a blackout? I mean, that is real content.
I just can't believe we're even talking about this right now. It's 2021. Yeah. Call your bank and find out, what are we going to do when the power grid goes down? What are we going to do when the solar storm hits us at 14.85 million kilometers per hour? What are we going to do when the UFOs land and it turns out that this alien life really is a real thing? What are we going to do when half of our population dies off? What are we going to do when our food supply, we find out, is all infected with graphene or nanoparticles designed to kill you? I mean, we're having these conversations. Okay, so go to your banking institution and ask them, what is your protocol? What happens when they say, what do you mean, man?
And call us and we can help you and we can guide you with the best investment companies that already been cyber attacked, that already been through the storm. And guess what? They got out of it. They're still in existence. They're A rated. They're America first companies. They are strong. And you have to have a company that has been through the ringer. I mean, look at AIG. AIG, there's some things I don't agree with them, but hey, let's give credit where credit is due. AIG paid back a portion of TARP in 2008. Actually is a number one insurer right now that has paid living benefits, meaning like you don't have to die in order to collect on your life insurance. They're like the number one carrier that has actually paid billions of dollars to survivors that are in, that get sick. And they're keeping the word. I'm not here to promote AIG. I'm just saying there are companies out there that do good to their clients. And so we, as a part of the America First Retirement Plan, we specialize in finding great companies that can be a great steward to our listeners and to all of our American clients that keep us afloat. So
that's why you're here. That's why you're here. I mean, look, you've already been through this stuff. You know the answers to this stuff. Keep your money safe. Call this guy. I tell you every day, the show is brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Well, there's a reason why. All right. I get to pick my sponsors.
And hopefully it'll be for a long time, Stu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not going anywhere, but I will tell you, I'm going up. I know that. Did you see the rankings? Yeah. My gosh. Wow.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
It isn't me. It isn't me. It's very humbling, though. I will tell you that. But listen, I mean this. I pick all my sponsors here. You know, and the reason I do that is I'm able to do that is because I didn't sell out to these big media conglomerates that came at me with all kinds of money. Investors have come at me. Oh, here, you know, millions of dollars. We're going to invest in you. No, not doing that, because then I owe you something. And that means that I can be bought. I'm not going to be bought. We're going to do it like this. And the reason I bring you Cortez Wealth Management is because he's an independent fiduciary. He's a God-fearing man. He's a husband. He's a father. He's a patriot. He cares about our constitutional republic. Do business with him. Go to CortezWealthManagement.com. Or excuse me, go to CortezWM.com. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. That's where you need to go. All of them. CortezWM.com. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. All of them. Or call him. 813-448-3446. If your power grid goes down. 813-448-3446. Hey, by the way, before I let you go, I got about 1 minute here. Did you see that you and I, we did an interview, you know, we were concerned about the vaccine rhetoric that, you know, your governor down there in Florida, Ron DeSantis, he's like, oh, they're saving lives. And we're like, whoa, pump the brakes. That's a 180. You know, I mean, what am I not supposed to report on that? But anyway,
right
now, you and I, because of that interview, Newsweek, Politico, all these ragtag communist bought and paid for CCP, Soros Enterprise, you know, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, you know what, suckers, have completely quoted me. Like they put Peters said and then put in quotes that DeSantis is taking bribes and that he's a sellout. And then they put this in a title. They're intentionally trying to drive a wedge between me and potential advertisers. That's what they're doing. Yep. Potential advertisers that would normally be conservative people that listen to this program, that support Governor Ron DeSantis, who's rising to a national stage. I mean,
I love DeSantis.
Yeah, I do too. And presidential tickets have been talked about. I mean, are we just because I love him doesn't mean I'm not going to question the guy.
Exactly.
But I never called him a sellout, and I never accused him of accepting bribes, for crying out loud. Oh, that means I got to get out of here. We only have a minute left. Give them a call, 813-448-3446. Visit them online, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Do business with a patriot. Do business with Cortez Wealth Management. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it. May they be tied to it. May they be forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Keep truth, and I'm praying for you. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come to the car, and when they do, save!